Today, our study is going to begin in Psalm 98 and verse 4 in just a moment. And the title of our study today is Joyful Noises, Joyful Noises. Alrighty, let's begin. And before we begin, let's talk with God for a moment. Father, we thank you once again for this wonderful opportunity that you've given us to open up thy holy word. We thank you for preserving your inspired, inerrant, infallible, indestructible word in the authorized version 1611 King James Bible. Father, we pray that you'd bless each and every one of us today by thy word. We pray that you would encourage the saints of God. Maybe there's someone out there that needs to hear something to encourage them, to strengthen them in their Christian walk. And Father, we pray if there's a listener that's never trusted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, we pray that this would be the very day of their salvation, where they would call upon the name of the Lord and trusting in His shed blood and His shed blood alone to save them from their sins. Father, now, we commit this time into thy hands. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Joyful noises, amen. Psalm 98:4 as we begin. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth, make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Again, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Now, when we think of making a joyful noise unto the Lord, I believe singing or playing a musical instrument in a God-honoring way would be the first thought to come to mind, amen? After all, in the Psalms we read over and over again to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. In Ephesians chapter 5, in verse number 19, we are told, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. However, I believe that as a Christian, there are other noises that we can make that are joyful unto the Lord besides singing, besides playing a musical instrument. And what I want to do in our study is look at some of these other joyful noises as Christians that you and I can make unto the Lord. The first of all I'd like to look at is cheerful giving. Cheerful giving. Now, how do we know that giving cheerfully is making a joyful noise unto the Lord? Well, because the Bible tells us so in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7. The Bible says, every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. So then we know by the word of God that God loves a cheerful giver. Now remember, tithing is not a part of giving. And the reason I say that is because the tithe already belongs to the Lord. Everything we have, for that matter, belongs to the Lord, does it not? But the Lord only commands you and I to give back to Him 10% of what already belongs to Him, amen? Hey, He could have asked for 90%, but He's only asking us 10%, and He's given us the other 90% to live on. What a good God He is, amen? So anything above the tithe would be considered really giving. Well, you're probably saying to yourself right now, for the Lord to love me, I have to give a lot of money. Well, the Lord is not saying that. Because the Lord tells us we are to give according to our income. As the Bible tells us in the book of Deuteronomy in chapter 16 and verse 17, every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. The other thing we need to remember is money is not the only source of giving, is it? We can give our time, our talents, and other resources that we have to the Lord. Amen? Our giving, for example, may just be giving a word of encouragement to another brother or sister in Christ who may be going through a similar trial that you once experienced. It may be dropping a note in the mail, telling them that you're praying for them. I believe this is all a joyful noise unto the Lord. We can give also thanks to God. The Bible instructs you and I in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, in verse number 18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. So the direct will of God for the child of God, for you and I, is for us to give thanks to God in everything. Amen? We're to give thanks to God in everything. And how many of us really do that? Be honest. Do we just give God thanks for the big stuff? Or when things seem to be going our way? Do we give God thanks when we're going through a trial or a period of testing? Because we know it is his will, amen? The main point to remember, no matter what type of giving you do, in order for this giving to be a joyful noise unto the Lord, it must be done cheerfully. You may be scratching your head right now and saying, where is any noise or sound associated with giving? Well, the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 15, and verse 18, but those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile man. So when we are giving cheerfully or grudgingly, the heart will communicate this through the mouth. The noise in this case coming forth from the mouth will be either words of joy or ones of complaining. Amen? Let me ask you, what kind of noise do you make when the pastor preaches on the importance of being a mission-giving church? Do you jump up and shout, preach it? Or do you mumble under your breath, will you get off that mission-giving kick, pastor? Or when approached to pray about helping out in one of the ministries, like being an usher or being a nursery worker, is your response one of thanks that the Lord is directing me into an area where he can use me? Or is your response, I'd love to, but I'm extremely busy? How about giving of your time to go soul winning or out on visitation? What is your response? Is it one of, sure, sounds great, I'd love to, or is it a response of, I'd love to, but I can't because my son or daughter has baseball practice, or soccer practice, or Cub Scouts, or etc., or anything else, every Saturday. Or Saturday is the day that you go and cut the grass, or you have your hair done. But did it ever occur to you that just maybe, that you should put the Lord first in your life? Amen? You see, our society in general has become a society of takers. In other words, the attitude is, what is it? What's in it for me? Take care of number one. You know, we've become a society of a bunch of excuse makers and complainers. Can you blame the Lord? Amen? Can you blame him from getting himself a set of earplugs? So we see then that the Christian can make a joyful noise unto the Lord by giving cheerfully. Second of all, I believe another joyful sound that the Christian can make unto the Lord is lips speaking forgiveness. Again, that's lips speaking forgiveness. The Bible in Ephesians chapter 4, in verses 31 to 32, commands us to let all bitterness in wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Further, the Bible instructs us in Colossians chapter 3, Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13, forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. You see, God makes it very clear that he wants his people to get along and love one another. And as an example, he gave us his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who forgives all our sins if we choose freely to accept him as our personal Savior, and his shed blood as the only way to heaven. You know, many Christians today go around professing that they love God or that they have the love of Christ inside them, while they go around at the same time that they say this, spreading gossip and evil reports about a brother or sister in Christ. And this is one area that Satan loves to use to destroy the local Bible-believing churches, amen? Is it not? You see, my dear friend, it's not the face-to-face communication which causes the problems, but it's the behind-the-scenes whispering and tale-bearing which causes the problem. It takes the simplest little miscue to get somebody or something started, amen? Maybe somebody had a bad day and they forgot to shake your hand. Or maybe they take their eyes off the Lord and start to focus on your service and being critical of you. Regardless of the action, we are to forgive that individual if they come asking forgiveness. As the Lord Jesus Christ told the Apostle Peter, when Peter asked him, Lord, how oft should my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times? Jesus saith unto him, I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven. You see, what Jesus was saying, that our forgiveness is to be unlimited. Amen. We should always have a hard attitude to want to initiate the action which will make amends between yourself and someone that you've offended. Or maybe you've offended someone, and you honestly do not realize it. What is your attitude when approached by the person? Do you tell the person to buzz off, or you're out of your mind? Or do you honestly ask the Lord to search your heart and convict you of your wrongdoing? How can we claim to be disciples of Jesus Christ if we cannot forgive in love one another? In John chapter 13, verse 35, the Lord Jesus Christ said, By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if you have love one to another. Or you may say, well, you know, that's great stuff about forgiving and loving one another, but you just do not know how this person did a number on me. They do not care what they did or how they treated me. They totally devastated me. Surely the Lord does not mean for me to love that person. Well, my dear friend, the Word of God is not going to let you off the hook, amen? Because the Bible clearly says, in Romans chapter 12 and verses 17 to 21, recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, Vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. for in doing so thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Remember what the Bible says about charity? Over in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says that charity it never faileth. And when we speak words of forgiveness, we know that we are making a joyful noise unto the Lord, because when we keep his commandments, we love him. I believe the third noise that we can make, a joyful noise unto the Lord, is parents training children. You know, the Bible says over in Proverbs chapter 22 and verse 6, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. Today, it seems in our society that we have substituted parent for child. You see, today the children are telling the parents what to do. We have parents living in fear. We have parents living in fear of their children. How, you may ask, has this happened? Well, we have become such a covetous people that now mom has to be taken out of the home and put in the workplace. As a result, we have strangers that are called daycare workers and institutions training our children. Further, the parents, when they are with the children, are not setting the example. What does little Johnny or Mary hear? Or what kind of noises do they hear coming from the living room as they stay hidden, listening behind the upstairs banister instead of being in bed where they should be? Do they hear the opening of a six-pack of beer? Do they hear the ksh, 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 as the can's being opened while Dad watches something provocative on cable TV? Or do they hear Mom and Dad praying to God and praising him for what he has done in their lives and the lives of their families? Are you teaching your children to reach for the gusto in life? No, I'm not talking about a glass of beer, my dear friend, but I'm talking about the fountain of living water, the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you gather as a family for a time of prayer and Bible devotion, or do you gather for a time to watch The Simpsons on TV? When Daddy or Mummy says no, does it mean no, or do you allow your child to play Daddy and Mummy off of each other? Or do you allow your child to play lawyer by negotiating and plea bargaining the no down to a maybe or even a yes? How about the term the word likes to give parents so they won't feel guilty, you know, about spending time with their child? Everybody has heard it, heard the expression, quality time, amen, quality time. Quality time is just a cop-out which says it's all right to neglect a child if you spend an hour once a month and indulge and spoil the child. When the Word of God says train, it means train in the things of the Lord and not the things of the world, amen. The more time you spend training the child, the closer that child and you will grow to the Lord. Another joyful noise in that area, in the area of child rearing, is discipline. Remember, we are never to discipline our children out of anger, as the Bible says in Colossians chapter 3, verse 21, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. You see, the Lord is against child abuse, but not the world's definition of child abuse, which would have every parent put in jail for speaking cross or stern to a child. I can see someday little Johnny calling 911 and having Daddy and Mommy picked up for not allowing him to watch 8 hours of garbage on the boob tube. Our parents will be on America's Most Wanted for correcting their children. The Bible says in Proverbs 13:24, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, But he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. You know, the Lord corrects us, does he not, when we do wrong, because he loves us? And we should do the same if we love our children. Either we start correcting and training our children by setting examples of godly lives to follow, to show them the way to go, or Satan will show them the way to go someday, and that way will land them right in the lake of fire where they'll be tormented for all of eternity. Then I ask you, what kind of noise will they make then? And I tell you, it won't be a joyful one. I believe another joyful noise that we can make under the Lord has to do with soul winning. The Bible says in Psalm 126:6, he that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. The Bible tells us we will get great joy from soul winning. So all the noises associated with soul winning is a joyful noise unto the Lord. Let's look at some of these sounds. For example, knuckles knocking on the door to witness to someone when you knock on the door. How about your knees knocking? Amen. Because sometimes witnessing isn't easy. Amen. And we get in our flesh, we get a little bit scared. Amen. How about passing out gospel tracts? How about the voice of a young child giving out gospel tracts? How about the noise of folks praying between houses on door-to-door visitation? How about the gospel being declared on the steps of someone's home? How about the noise of praying for someone who has just refused a gospel tract or maybe even slammed a door in your face on visitation? Or how about the noise of folks praising God and giving testimony after their door-to-door visitation? Or how about the rattling of an old school bus going out, as the Bible says in Luke chapter 14, verse 21, quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, bringing hither the poor and the maimed and halt and the blind. You see, the Lord is not calling the wise and the mighty of this world to do his bidding. He is calling the weak and the powerless of this world. So we do not know what great preacher or Sunday school teacher, or other Christian worker is waiting to be transported to our churches to hear the gospel, the glorious of gospel of Jesus Christ, which is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And maybe they're hearing it for the first time. So we see by going forth in many different ways, we're making a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. Next, we want to look at, I believe, another way we can make a joyful noise unto the Lord is by praise and prayer. The Bible tells us that praising God and praying to God are joyful noises unto the Lord. Let's look at Hebrews chapter 13 and verses 15 to 16 to see what the Word of God has to say about praise. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name, but to do good and to communicate, forget not, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased. We see the Lord considers praise a sacrifice unto him to be done continually. Giving praise to the Lord is considered the fruit of our lips by God, and such a sacrifice pleases God. In Revelation chapter 5, in verse 8, we see how the prayers of the saints are precious in the sight of the Lord because they are called golden vials full of odors. So we see the prayers and praises are very important to the Lord and are a source to joy to him. Next, I want us to turn to the book of Acts in chapter number 16 in the book of Acts. In Acts chapter 16, in verses 25 to 31, we want to see how the combination of prayer and praise together is a joyful noise unto the Lord. We see here in this passage that Paul and Silas were thrown into a dark hole, probably rat-infested jail, for casting out a spirit from a young woman who brought her master's money for soothsaying. Do we find Paul and Silas with their heads bowed down, their chins on the floor, crying and blaming one another and throwing the traditional Baptist pity party? No. Look at what it says in verse 25 in Acts 16. We are told at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Now let's look at the results. We're told that there was an earthquake, that the foundations of the prison were shaken, the doors of the cells were open, everyone's bands were loosed, the jailer and his family got saved, amen? Why? Just because Paul and Silas decided to make a joyful noise unto the Lord instead of griping and complaining and throwing a pity party. Let me ask you, what has got you as a prisoner in your life? Do you want to be free of that bondage? No matter what it is and how you are dealing with it, are you making complaints unto the Lord? Is the Lord tired of listening to your whining and complaining? How about making a joyful noise unto the Lord by praying for His guidance in your life and singing praises to Him? Thank Him for what He has given you and watch those fetters and chains drop off. Amen. Last in our study, we want to look at what is the sweetest sound, a joyful noise that anyone could make unto the Lord? Well, I believe that would be the noise of a repentant sinner asking, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. In other words, this would be the unsaved person asking the Lord to forgive him for his sins and accepting the Lord Jesus Christ by faith to save him. In Luke chapter 15, in verses 3 to 7, we read, And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost, until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. You see, the seeking man is the good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. The lost sheep which was found is a picture of anyone who comes to know the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Savior. As we conclude our study, let me ask you, Christian, what kind of noises have you been making unto the Lord lately? Ones of joys or ones full of complaints and groanings? If the Holy Spirit is convicting you to make it right with the Lord, why not come to Him right now and make a joyful noise unto the Lord by praying and asking for His will to be done in your life, by surrendering your heart over to Him this very day? Or is there anyone listening today who has not made the joyous noise of all by trusting in Jesus Christ and His shed blood alone to pay for your sins and give you a home in heaven? Is the Holy Spirit convicting you this day that you're tired of living under the burden of sin? Is this the day of salvation for you? The Bible says, For He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Won't you come this day? Won't you come? Call upon the name of the Lord for the forgiveness of your sins. Turn from your sins. Amen. Have repentance towards God and faith in Jesus Christ's shed blood and be saved today.